I learned the hard way on the first trip that sharing food is a really important tradition on the Trans-Siberian. And my first, literally the first leg of the first trip, this wonderful woman coming from Belarus brought me into her cabin and had Belarusian sausage. She was kind of using it as a baton to wave me into her cabin to say hello. She had this incredible horseradish concoction. It was just delicious. And I realized I had nothing. All I had was a Luna bar that I still had from the plane. And I offered that to her. And I mean, the look she gave me was like, seriously? You're offering me a Luna bar? So I would try this the second trip at each stop. And I didn't have the benefit of having been like in a home where I could prepare something. But I would go to a deli or a store somewhere and just find something that I could at least, you know, say, you know, oh, thank you so much for that absolutely delicious meat from your home. Here are some pastries I bought at a bakery or, you know, in my last stop, just something I could share so I could be sort of part of the fun.
To the people, how is the economy in Russia?
It really depends who you're talking to. I mean, there's no doubt that over the course of Putin's time as the leader of Russia, I mean, people have become better off on average, you know, if you look across the board, which is one reason that, you know, after Yeltsin came Putin, and Yeltsin, you know, led through some terrible economic times, that it's one reason that Putin has remained as popular as he has. But there's also a tremendous amount of inequality, and that really bothers people who grew up in Soviet times because it's something that's very unfamiliar. So if you are rich, wealthy, well-off, you know, you could be doing really, really well in Russia, and we met a lot of people who were, but there are a lot of people who are just on the other side of the spectrum and are increasingly, I think, growing kind of frustrated because they grew up in Soviet times, and it's a feeling of this is not who we are. This should not be a place where there's this kind of inequality.
And are they trying to do anything about that?
The government or people?
Both.
It's hard to say. I mean, Putin talks about helping people. It's one thing he talked about when, with the Russian takeover of Crimea this year. You know, Putin said that you will be much better off, you know, in Russia's embrace than you were in Ukraine and in the West. So he certainly talks a good game, and the rhetoric is there. But meanwhile, there are a lot of villages that you go to that have almost nothing. I mean, they struggle to get by. There are communities that are all but dying and losing population. And a lot of people struggle in the country. And you know, I certainly didn't see any evidence that it's changing all that soon.
Mm-hmm. And besides the inequality, you know, what do the folks want?
That's, I think, the $10 million question about Russia. And I just don't think they have figured it out yet. I mean, one thing I took away from these trips is that there aren't many Russians who are crying out for an American system of government, an American-style democracy. You know, you would talk to people who are so scared of the Arab Spring and that upheaval. You know, one person who, you know, played a big role in the book, in this village near Yekaterinburg in the Ural Mountains, he told me that what happened to Libyans when Gaddafi was removed from power, they will absolutely not be as well off as they were before because there were there was stability under Gaddafi. There were assurances that the government would provide basic needs for people. And that's the perception that a lot of Russians have, that this kind of upheaval is a bad thing and that stability comes from a leader like Putin. And I think Russians want a new identity. You talk more and more to people who just feel like the Soviet times, for all of the downsides of it and the tough life, there was just a sense of purpose and identity and pride. And a lot of Russians you meet just say that's missing today, and they want to hold on to something, but they just don't know what it is yet.